Shortly after Hurricane Katrina, a film crew was moving through Louisiana when they discovered two people who had survived the storm. The survivors pushed in front of the camera.
My name is Scott Michael Roberts.
And I'm Kimberly Roberts.
And this is my wife, Kimberly Roberts.
They were so eager to talk because they had something dramatic to reveal. Kimberly Rivers Roberts claimed to have shot her own video as the floodwaters rose in her home.
Put on locals, they just need to be worldwide. Yeah. All the footage I seen on TV, nobody ain't got what I got.
Yeah.
I got right there in the hurricane.
Naturally, the filmmakers wanted to see that amateur video.
When we saw the footage, I mean, it was extraordinary.
That's Tia Lesson, one of the filmmakers who made that footage part of a new documentary. It's called Trouble the Water. And it offers an extremely close-up view, an almost claustrophobic view, of people trapped by the storm that hit New Orleans 3 years ago today.
They were at Ground Zero. You know, they were at Ground Zero, and most of the footage that we'd seen on TV was from like a mile high, you know, the helicopter news crews scanning the area for survivors. And so what Kimberly showed us was this sort of inside-out look at what they went through.
Filmmaker Tia Lesson sat down to talk with us about that film, and so did the maker of that amateur video, Kimberly Rivers Roberts, a resident of a poor New Orleans neighborhood. She was about as new to video as you could get. How long had you been shooting things on video before the storm hit?
Well, actually, maybe one day. I bought the camera about a week before the storm from a guy I knew.
And what were you doing to make a living?
What was I doing to make a living? Anything that I had to do, by any means necessary, whether it was legal or illegal, I had to do what I had to do.
I don't want to make you confess to felonies on the radio here, but give me an idea. When you say legal or illegal, what kind of stuff?
I was at the time selling drugs and trying to be a rapper.
And trying to be a rapper?
Yes. I need to survive. Hustle. I got to make it. First thing first. Eating and paying rent.
Was that what was on your mind when you bought that video camera?
Yes, it was. My state of mind was like, this could come in handy. Basically, this camera here could come in handy for whatever reason. My plan was just to film something that I could sell.
Do you know where the guy got the video camera that he sold you?
No, I don't.
I'm just curious if it
might have been hot. I don't know, man.
Might have been hot.
Yeah, it might have been hot. I don't know.
What was your life like the day before Katrina, the week before Katrina?
I wasn't focused on the storm. I was like, okay, it's going to be a big storm, but I didn't know that it was going to happen to that degree until I saw the weather begin to change and I began to get a little eerie about it, you know, about staying.
Be careful. Be safe.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I know you're kind of thin there. You're going to get blown away.
Already on what I guess was about your first day of filming, of taking video, there are amazing shots. The darkness of those scenes, it feels so ominous, and they're stunning shots of just looking down the rows of porches from your porch down to the next porch and the porch after that and the porch after that. I got a vivid feel for that neighborhood in just a few seconds of video.
Yeah. Oh, geez. This is my face. After just opening my back door.
Those are some of the most awful shots, and I mean by awful that they were powerful. You see the shot of the water in your yard, then the water over the porch, then the water filling the living room, then you're in the attic looking down at the water.
You
must have wondered in that attic if it was going to go up another few feet.
I was praying and shooting. That's what got me through, praying, and I was just filming. That's all I could see.
You come floating in here on a punch and bang?
You know, the waters got so high that they were forced out of the attic. You know, and they forged the river that had been their street with a punching bag. And they had the presence of mind to keep the camera dry, you know, to wade through the water with the camera over their head.
Yeah, I had that. I didn't want to mess up the camera because I knew what I had recorded, it was powerful. It was history.
We've been here, what, since yesterday. Nobody passed. One police passed. He said he was looking for the day by to do.
It's not giving away anything in this movie to say that Kimberly survived. You make that pretty clear relatively early on in the sequence that you tell things. Why did you get that issue out of the way?
We think the story is about her survival. And so we incorporate about 15 minutes of Kimberly's footage. But the story starts there. It doesn't end there. We went on the road with Kimberly and Scott and their friend Brian, because we were curious about their journey after the storm.
Were you able, Ms. Rivers Roberts, to move back quickly to New Orleans after the storm?
About 6 months. I stayed in Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Yep.
Did you give serious thought to not returning to New Orleans?
Yes, I did, but it was kind of hard for us in Memphis to make it because we didn't know anyone. We hadn't graduated from high school, so it was harder for us to get jobs. So we moved back to New Orleans where they had jobs available now. All of a sudden, the storm come now. Everybody could get a job.
Well, so many people were gone.
Yeah.
So what have you done during those couple of years in New Orleans since you returned?
Well, my husband and I, we started off doing construction work. We was gutting out houses, and we met this guy who kind of taught us some job skills and paid us, you know, decent wages. And then I ended up starting my own record label called Born Hustler Records by my husband working. You know, I took a lot of time and started working on my album, put my album together, and that's the work we've been doing, music. Ooh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you give any thought to just selling drugs like you'd done in the past?
No, because, you know, I don't want to, it's like once I got out of that life, I saw it what it really was. For me to sell drugs is to keep the next man down. You understand? Even though, you know, the drug users, they like want you to have it so they can have somebody to get something from. But I don't want to be a part of that. I saw a different view of life. Check it out. We don't stop
hustling. They gon' trouble the water. I got that heat. Kimberly Rivers Roberts' new album, Troubled the Waters, is out today. We're listening to some of that music now. Just before Hurricane Katrina, she bought a video camera and she took dramatic footage that was incorporated into a new film called Trouble the Water, co-produced and directed by Tia Lesson. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Just like a nursing home, but I don't wanna give me a quarter. Yeah, you think that's all we know is selling pounds and quarters. But that's a rugged white house at whatever the cost. Hustling, they gon' trouble the water. I got that heat, but they ain't. They gon' trouble the water.